Welcome to Siamu Series, a podcast about mental health. We will touch on popular topics and insights from professionals from Siamu. Hi everyone, this is Sally from Siamu, and I will be hosting with Raj here about the New Year's resolution. And welcome, Raj. How have you been? And Happy New Year!
Oh, thank you, Sally. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm so excited to be here. And welcome, everybody. We're excited to speak to you about New Year's resolutions. I'll leave it to Sally to get into that with us.
That's right. New Year's resolution is so appropriate right now since we're starting the new year. And Happy New Year's to you, everybody. And Raj, do you know when the New Year's resolution happened?
Well, you know, it started, I actually had to do research on this. I looked it up because it originated at some point in time. So this is what I came up with. And I actually, it was on the History Channel that I found this. So if anybody wants to look for this. So New Year's resolution started with the ancient Babylonians. So don't mind me, I'm going to refer to my screen because this is like fascinating for me. So this was over 4,000 years ago. So they were the first to hold recorded celebrations in honor of New Year's. And then for them, their New Year didn't begin in January, but it started in mid-March, which is really interesting too. So that was when the crops were being planted. And then during this massive, they had a 12-day religious festival known as Akitu. The Babylonians crowned a new king. And then they reaffirmed their loyalty to the new reigning king. So then they also made promises to the gods to pay their debts. So this is how it all started, and return any objects that they had borrowed. So this isn't that so interesting? Like, you know, we'll talk about the type of resolutions everybody makes now. So yeah, so anyways, it goes on and on. So it's worth a read if you're interested in learning about why we all jump to New Year's resolutions. So Sally, do you make New Year's resolutions?
Actually, I do not. I did when I was younger because I think everybody just did them. And I just decided every year I'm just not going to do it, especially when during the pandemic. I that's when I decided, like, you know what? This year I'm just not going to try a New Year's resolution. It's a choice that everybody takes. And that was one of the ones I decided to do. And I think I might continue it, but I do like doing other types of goals during the year. How about you, Raj?
Yeah. Well, so thank you for sharing that, because I was the same when I was young. When I was younger, I kind of grew up in an environment too where everybody was always doing, "Oh, so what's your New Year's resolution?" So, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, there was all this New Year's resolutions. Oh, I'm not going to drink. We're going to go back to the gym and go hard. But then there was a turning point when I actually became a personal trainer. And then as I was goal setting for myself and really setting goals, I stopped doing New Year's resolutions. So that was my late 20s, early 30s, and I became a goal setter. So that's how it played out for me. Yeah. And then we'll talk about the nuances of how that goes forward. It's going to be kind of cool.
I love that. Yeah, no, I am too a goal setter as well. Like, New Year's is a wonderful time to do it, like you said, because as we know now, like from the Babylonian time, like this is just a good time to, it's a new year, it's a new page of your life, you know, it's a great time to start this kind of resolution. But at the same time, you don't have to start on a New Year's, but a lot of people do. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's so cool. And just like you mentioned, you know, the Babylonian times, I was thinking, like, as people, we're now, you know, they were making promises to the gods to, like, you know, finish unresolved business or whatever they had going on. And for us as people, as these spiritual beings having these human experiences, if that's what we want to call it, we are making these resolutions for ourselves, right? So I want to better myself in whatever it might be, what we talked about, mental health, fitness, maybe it's eating or not drinking alcohol and abstaining from it. And like you said, like they can start at any time. It doesn't have to be January 1st, but you know, like for me, I always thought of, as back when I go back to the training days, was Monday was always a reset. You just, it was a new day, new week starting, and boom, it was off to what was it that I wanted to do. So that was, it's been, yeah, quite the journey with this kind of stuff. And Babylonian time set it for us, and here we are.
Here we are. That's so wild. And I was actually found this wonderful article on the Forbes, and 2013, the most popular thing that that was for like a New Year's resolution was improving mental health. And I feel like that sounds like a trendy thing now because of like the pandemic and everything. But like you mentioned, the other popular ones is losing weight, improving fitness, improving diet, drinking less alcohol is in there too, improve finances, work-life balance. So there's a lot that it, a lot of people have, like, even stopped smoking. That's still something.
Yeah.
Yeah, travel more. Of course, I feel like this year, travel more might grow a little because all the rules and everything, a lot of people are traveling more because you could now, right?
Yeah, that is so true because it, well, and like you said, it's a revival after this, the pandemic, right? So people are more interested in doing things that they weren't able to. And I like that. I go back to 2013. So that was over 10 years ago when people were starting to talk about mental health. And then as we've come right after the pandemic and we've come fast forward to 2023 from 2020, there has been so much more awareness on mental and emotional health and how they go hand in hand. Then they lead to all the others. Like your physical health is dependent on your mental and emotional health. So that was like, I think that's going to be number one for a lot of people. If I can get my mind and emotions right, then everything else might be easier to kind of plan out. Yeah, so it's very cool.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, and I think like mental health, I love the fact that mental health has is now less stigmatized and everybody understands it more. Like I think, like I keep going back to the pandemic, it was just... It was a time where you had to focus to yourself. Like you can't, you weren't surrounded by things. There, a lot of people were alone and it's just the focus became to yourself and that. Like, I think it's a great thing because everybody does have to check up on their mental health. And it's wonderful.
I love what you just said there. You know, you said that people had to kind of check in with themselves. And from that, there's been this grander, like awareness, self-awareness has come out of it, which is such a beautiful thing. I think we have more people who have become so much more self-aware. So, you know, noticing how they are when they're stepping out in their world and how they are, how things are actually affecting them because they had that pause of not having so much interaction. Then we have the opposite happening as well, where because they were so isolated and then getting back out there, it's like, again, distraction from self. So what can I find to distract myself again?
Yeah.
So I think the New Year's resolution kind of ties back into that again. It's like, what am I going to do for myself? Right? It's coming back to self again. It's really interesting. That's just a thought.
Definitely. Yeah. No, it's so wild. I don't know about you, but do you use SMART goals? Like, I heard about them, but
absolutely. So as a personal trainer in fitness, this is what everything was based off of. SMART goals, we have, they have to be specific, they should be measurable, they should be attainable, and they should be relevant to what you're trying to do, and then they should be timely. So you should kind of have set yourself so much time to be able to accomplish them, so then you can go to the next one. And that's almost like purpose, isn't it, if you think about it? Giving yourself purpose, right? Yeah, so that's kind of such a beautiful thing.
So I remember I did do like a simple SMART goal, like just starting off, because I was kind of intimidated about learning about it and starting it off because that's it, because like a New Year's resolution, it could be intimidating. You want to set these goals up and you don't want to fail. And I think, you know, like, and a lot of people feel like, you know, by setting up such a high standard, like losing weight, and, you know, like a lot of people want to lose weight. A lot of people want to get better fitness and better diet, but it's always so scary by the end of the year. It could be like kind of sad that if you don't hit
well, it's, yeah, I totally hear what you're saying, Sally. So it's almost overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
So with that, that's why we look at SMART goals. So the SMART acronym stands for, let's be specific. So if I want to lose, I don't know, say somebody wants to lose 20 pounds, 50 pounds, then let's make it into, let's do very specifically. So in 1 month, maybe you're only going to lose 4 pounds, which is healthy, like you lose a pound a week. So then, you know, measurable. So that's measurable now. I know that I can do a pound a week. Then you say, okay, how is that going to be attainable? Well, you know, I'm going to have to change the diet. So I'm going to start looking at, you know, making those kind of changes in the home. And then what's relevant? Oh, what's relevant with that as well is maybe I'm joining a gym or I'm going to start walking every day.
I love that.
Yeah. So this is breaking it down into small chunks. So taking what you just mentioned was that overwhelm, right? Of not being able to attain, oh my God, I've made such a big goal. But no, is it really that big if we could take it and make it into smaller chunks, right? So if we take it, and that's where the SMART goals come in. And then we revise, just like a business plan, you can revise and renew the SMART goals for the next level, whatever you've done. Like, so you've lost your 10, 20 pounds, and then we move on to the next. What do you want to do from there? Oh, actually, I want to tone up now more than, you know, so different things. It's like, it's pretty cool if we can, you know, set yourself up for success by being prepared.
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know what? I just remembered we had a conversation about the vision board. So I want you to go into that. Yeah.
Oh, vision board. That's a lovely idea. Like, I love vision boarding. Like, I love to, like you said, like, New Year's will be a great time to do vision board and everything, but it's just setting up a goal, a vision that it could be attainable or it cannot be, but it's something that you kind of focus on and you hope for. Raj, do you have like a secret to a vision board?
Yeah, well, let's just talk about the vision board. I love that because, you know, you're saying that vision board is, you know, like our deepest heart's desires. So there's some things that we imagine that we really want and we want in life. And this is a way to manifest, right? So vision board is actually manifestation of what you're wanting and needing possibly in your life. So again, creating this at this time of year, it's fun. It can be a family activity, couples activity, or even solo by yourself. And then is giving yourself a way to put things together. Actually, before I go to that, because I have SMART, I wanted to talk about the SMART goals as well as the vision board, right?
Love it.
So with the specifics on the vision board, if you're okay with it, I'm going to send it to you in writing.
Okay? That's wonderful. Yes, please.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk about SMART goals because people would ask, like, oh, you know what? I have like, can I do SMART goals for anything? Yes, you can do SMART goals for everything. So it can be anything from your fitness, mental health, like career wise. So 10 examples. I mean, I've got it downloaded here. It's like of 10 examples of SMART goals. So you might want to run a marathon. Okay. So that's a kind of, you want to start training every day. So you want to start walking. You start every day, you start going for a walk, right? Kilometer, 2 kilometers, up until you could actually reach at the end to hit a marathon length. Okay. So that's one thing. So that's like, so setting like goals for that. Then you have, maybe you're writing a book. Maybe you want to write your life story. So where do you start with that? So anything. So again, this, remember we talked about the vision board? The vision board can have something about a marathon. It can have something about writing the book. So there's so many things that we can do with SMART goals that help us with the vision board. And you know what? Your own imagination is the limit. So let your, what you should like, what I would like, love people to think about is that anything is possible, but your intention, put it onto the vision board, right?
I love that.
And for the immediate small stuff, let's have the SMART goals. Again, so when you get, number three would be like a better relationship. Oh, I want to be, my relationships to be better. So that might be another goal. Number four, I want a side business. So you know what? I'm, you know, doing this job, but I really love doing this. So maybe that can start becoming a side hustle, they call it, right? And then we have, maybe you want to increase your sales. Maybe you're a salesperson. Or how about becoming a better leader at work? That's another pick. Yeah, fantastic. Or how do I establish better communication at work or just in general in my life? So you could set smart goals for that. Then again, we'll all include this when I send you it all in writing. Smart goal for improving your own emotional regulation. So when we talk about mental health, right? Super important. So if you're finding that, after the holidays, you're emotionally spent. So a lot of, if we're a lot of us have been going out to families and seeing so many people, and you come home and you think, I don't know why I'm so tired. You're probably emotionally spent, right? So this is the time to check in and say, okay, so why do I feel so tired? Physically I can do things, but my mind is like wanting to shut down. Take a moment to yourself. So emotional regulation, yeah. So it's kind of that's kind of a really cool one. And think about journaling, mindfulness stuff for yourself for that. Then number nine would be like maybe start waking up earlier. And this is a good one for people that want the fitness goals. Grab yourself those extra hours in the day. Even if you're wanting to write your book, the journaling can happen in the wee hours of the morning when you wake up. Maybe that's when you want to, do a mind dump, right?
Yes.
And 10, learning another language.
Wow, that's a difficult one for me,
Then,
but I love it. I love
it's
it.
something that, like again, life is so beautiful. Like we're so lucky and it's so precious that I find that when we keep ourselves in that learning and purpose mode, it is, it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful way. We have such a gift. So I think it's so nice to be able to see and explore it this way.
That
Yeah.
is
So those are
so
good.
wonderful. I love all those ideas. It's like I can see what you say, like the vision board is thinking about your dream. Like it could be anything, it could be something out of reach, and your
Yeah.
small goals are like little steps to get to your dream, which I
Yeah.
love. I
Yeah,
love
it's
that.
yeah, it's kind of a, again, like I said, life is such a beautiful, it's a journey, right? Like we're never the same person twice. So if you everybody were to sit back for a minute and we talk about this whole emotional regulation and stuff, and you think about how you were yesterday and how you are today, even in that you've had an evolution, right? Just
Agreed.
from yeah, just from maybe some of the experiences that you just had. It's such a gift. Like we keep exploring.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, like a sign mood, we are thinking of introducing putting like quotations, inspirations as part of our like social media now, because we've been told also from like clients and everybody that they want to get inspiration as well. And like getting inspiration sometimes could get difficult and sometimes, but just getting that visual stimulus and like to read and to say that you're fine, you're doing well, and reading like inspirational quotes, it's something that we're thinking of trying this year, which kind of it kind of worked out to be coming happening in the new year, so it could be like our side movie New Year's
Yeah.
resolution.
And Sally, I love, I love that because even with that can go on the vision board. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, so if there's things that inspire you, that like evoke some sort of like, ignite a fire in people, like passion, like for something and get them excited about, doing something or, trying something. And like, and if Simon's put out quotes, take them from us, right? Take them from us and put them on your vision board where you can see them on it, like you can see them visually on your board and how that what kind of fire does that stoke in you? Write about it. What is it that about that particular saying that Side Mood has put out and that quote of the day or whatever it is going to be, how does that evoke a fire in you or light up some sort of creativity or emotions, right? So that's really cool. I love that. I think it's a great idea.
That's so cool. And I remember like also like I like one of your tips about journaling, and I love to journal. And instead of doing it in the morning, I noticed that doing it at night after everybody is like quiet and I had time to myself, that's the good time to like offload my brain, write about anything that happened, and journal I learned a journalist, not like a diary where, you know, you write about your day. You could write about anything, and since you're just writing and then no one is reading about it, your grammar doesn't have to be perfect. It could be wrong spelling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, Sally. You know what? It's so cute because when my children were younger, that's exactly what I did. At night before bed, I between my mattress, I would pull up my journal, like my little notebook, and I would write. And same thing, I would just kind of do a mind dump of the things that went on during the day and how I was feeling and, you know, like what was planning, it was going to be, you know, fun for us to do the next day. And I'd write about each of my children and, you know, what my experience was with them. So again, all this is kind of now fast forward 20, I don't know, like say 30 years. My eldest is 30. It can become a book because there's so much information from all. Yeah. So it's like, again, I'm a believer in writing 2 or 3 times a day, or if you have 15 minutes, and then because we're all inspired, you could be sitting in your car. Like I have the electric car, so when I'm charging, there's moments of, I call them, like they have these like bursts of brilliance, right? So you're just sitting there, all of a sudden your imagination is going, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, this would be kind of cool to write about, or, you know, and then I start writing about it, or maybe I'll research this because it's kind of interesting. I have a little notebook that I keep with me, and I'll just jot it down. I'm old school because I know my daughters use their phones and type things in. I still use a notebook, an old pen and notebook, and I just write things out to stoke that, just to remember, because like we all have, everybody has moments of genius, and think about, oh, this is it. So you know, when you're sitting by yourself, and then even you're having conversations with your friends and stuff, then there's a little voice inside you, the witness, I call it, right? The witness inside you. That's you. That's you, the soul, the spirit of you. And they're having thoughts and ideas. That's your intuition, that deeper knowing. When that is speaking to you, I think it's so cool to pause and listen and then write down what's coming. Because that's where the gifts are. If we could all pause and slow down and listen to the inner witness, because you know, as you and I speak, there's always this little inside me, inside you, inside everybody, that who's the witness in there that's listening to us have the conversation. Such a beautiful thing, seriously.
Such a beautiful thing. And like that just like occurred to me, like one of the popular things that people want to have a New Year's resolution is like to not be on their smartphones, or, you know, to have more of those pauses in life. And that could be easily done on a smart goal as well. It's just like, just not look at your phone for like maybe 10 minutes if you can.
I think so too. You know, or maybe making a habit that when you're in company, just put your devices away. So I've made a habit. So over Christmas, when visiting family, I left my phone in my purse. Yeah. I just like, if it was like my watch would buzz, but there was no need to look at it because everybody that I wanted to be around and
it's
that
there.
That I wanted to have my, like, I really wanted to pay attention and be in the spirit of with, and there was no need. So I think try that, like put it away. When you go somewhere, leave it in your jacket pocket. Leave it away from you. Don't be carrying it, right? Yes. You know, this, what's really funny though, is one thing that happens is we don't get as many pictures. I don't have a lot of pictures from that.
I don't have pictures on my Christmas day either.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, wouldn't it be cool if people started to actually use old school cameras again?
That'd be lovely. My husband loves cameras, and he's been taking a lot of photos with a digital camera, but yeah, it's not with his smartphone, which is totally different. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If we could resurrect that, that would be great, because then if you wanted to catch the memories in the moments, do it that way, but no smartphones. You can save that. All that can wait until you're away from your company, the people that you're with, that you're sharing with. I love that as a number one resolution. If people are making resolutions, if it's a smart goal you want to set for yourself, I think that's fantastic.
It is. It's something that we totally do not even realize that we're doing, right? Using the smartphone. I remember going to a comedy show last year, And they actually said, don't bring your phones. And if you do bring your phones, they're going to put it in this like locker jacket that you can't take out until you leave the venue, which was like very interesting. And the comedian was like, the reason why I told you to do this is I want you to enjoy this moment, be in the moment.
Being
And
in the
I thought that was
moment.
so powerful.
And you know, Sally, I think we'll do another podcast, and I'd love to talk about more about that because it's about connection. And then, you know, like maybe the new year, this is what we can make it like one of our goals if it's not a resolution. Because goals, like, yeah, 21 days, practice it and it becomes a habit. So it's like connection. We all are wired for connection. And unfortunately, we think we're connected to the phone, but we're not, right? We think we're connecting, but we're not. So I think when giving your presence to people that are actually present with you, that's connection. And I think if we can get back to that, and we should do another podcast on that, that would be lovely. I would
I
like
would
be,
love to do another podcast
yeah.
with you, Raj.
Yes.
We could make a SMART goal about
We should actually set a goal for ourselves to start doing podcasts on, yeah, real life stuff that's happening, you know, to us and everybody else around.
it. No, I would love to do that topic with you for sure.
That'd be fun.
So I am looking forward to hearing other people's New Year's resolutions. And it doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution. It could be any time. Like I said, both Raj and I, we don't make New Year's resolution. We do it whenever we are inspired to do them. So you could do that too. If you want to try a vision board, Raj is going to give us some hints and you could try that. And again, by chance, it's just the New Year's. It happened then. And it's a great memory if you guys do start doing a New Year's resolution in January. However, no pressure. You can start at any time with a vision board, with a SMART goal. And yeah, no, and let us know how it goes. I want to hear from everybody to see, if their goals went well. And if you need any assistance, Ranch is on sign mood. She could help you. I'll put her link in our bio or our podcast information, and you could connect her directly there. And yeah.
Oh, I totally welcome that. Thank you, Sally. Yeah, anybody, if you're struggling and you want to have more information on even how to start SMART goals. So one thing I'm going to say to everybody right now is go get yourself a little notebook. Start with that. And start with maybe just starting to write down the top 10 things. If you can't come up with 10, do five. That's it. That you're kind of looking forward to, something that's going to sitting with you that you want to explore. And then from there, see where that goes. That might go to a vision board. It might be about resolutions, or it might just be that, hey, you know, I'm going to try this new thing, like Sally and I do, goal setting for the year, right? And see what you're inspired to do. Yeah, that would be so cool. This has
I
been fun.
love them. It was so fun. And thank you for starting the new year with me. And happy new year, everybody. Come back again. We're hoping to do, we're relaunching the podcast again. So I hope you enjoyed this. And yes,
Yeah, thank you.
thank
Thank you,
you,
Sally. Thank you
everyone.
for hosting. And thank you, everybody. I'm wishing everybody a very happy 2024.
I
You
can't
know,
believe it.
yeah. So may all your resolutions and goals and everything go well for you. And
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Peace, joy, love, and light from
Love
me.
that.
Thank you,
Bye,
Sally.
everyone. This is the SciMood series, a podcast about mental health. SciMood is an online mental health platform that connects you with mental health specialists who speaks your language and understand your culture. You can find us at our website at scimood.com and on our social media channels on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn at MySciMood. Don't forget to follow, like, and share, and comment. Thank you for existing.